decided that it would be really neat to get a one-bedroom apartment together.
Tight quarters lead to tension.
Mr. Waite was trying to hook up your boyfriend with other girls.
Yes.
And you got angry and moved out.
Then things got tighter still.
His doc and his girlfriend was staying at the apartment.
What was more annoying, the Labrador or the girlfriend?
The dog and the girlfriend.
So he moved out.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jesse Waitzes, ex-roommates Brianna Zumbrum and Daniel Ramirez broke their apartment lease. The defendants are countersuing for the return of property, property damage, and the return of their pet deposit.
Order. All rise. Case number 563 on the calendar, in the matter of Waite versus Zumbrum Ramirez.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
How old are you, Mr. Waite?
I'm 20.
And you?
19.
And you?
19.
What do you do to keep yourself occupied?
I work at a company called...
Doing what?
And I'm in the finance department. I'm considered finance support.
And what do you do?
I just graduated dental assisting school, and I'm now a dental assistant.
Do you work?
Yes.
For whom?
Oh, it's an externship.
Do you get paid?
Not yet, but once I finish extern.
So you don't get paid?
No.
And you went right from high school to dental assistant school?
No. I went to Yuba College for a second, and then I moved to L.A.
For a second?
For a little bit.
Who supports you?
I got financial aid.
Who got financial aid?
I did.
How much?
$2,500.
And did you use that for the couple of seconds that you stayed in school?
Yes.
Did you pay back the $2,500?
No, it went towards school and books.
But you didn't stay in school.
No, I did not. I finished that one semester and then I left.
That's not a second. You finished the semester?
Yes.
And you, Mr. Ramirez?
I work at Roundtable Pizza and I'm a delivery driver.
All right. So the three of you idiots knew each other from high school. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
And you all decided that it would be really neat to get a one-bedroom apartment together. And at the time, were you a couple?
Yes. Yeah.
No. That's what I gathered from reading these papers. You rented this one-bedroom apartment, and all three of you were on the lease. You had the bedroom.
Yes.
And the two of you were on the couch in the living room.
On a bed.
Or a bed, whatever it was. You had a bed, or you were in the living room. That's one bathroom, and the bathroom is attached to the bedroom. According to you, Ms. Zumbrum, within a couple of weeks of being there, you found out that Mr. Waite was trying to hook up your boyfriend with other girls.
Yes.
And you got angry and moved out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in what month and year?
August.
August of 2013. And you had a one-year lease.
Yes.
And she moved out right away, leaving the two of you there.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes.
And then sometime later, you moved out.
Yes, Your Honor.
What month?
I moved out in December of 2013.
And Mr. Ramirez says he moved out because you brought in your...
His dog. And his girlfriend was staying at the apartment.
Well, what was more annoying, the Labrador or the girlfriend?
The dog, for sure. The dog would...
The dog and the girlfriend?
Yeah, the dog and the girlfriend.
So he moved out. And now you want them, because you only have a one-bedroom apartment, so you can't bring in another roommate, you say, because it's just one-bedroom apartment. You want them to pay the rent for the year?
For the remainder of the term.
What happened, Mr. Waite, in August when Brianna moved out?
Well, it was actually in July. She left July 10th.
She left earlier, in July.
Yes, but she...
So she left in July.
Yes.
What happened in July when she moved out?
Me and Daniel decided to up our rent payments by $200 to cover hers.
Daniel and I?
Yes.
So you and Daniel decided to live in the apartment alone?
Yes, Your Honor.
So what does she have to do with that decision? You and Mr. Ramirez decided that you would live there together, alone?
Yes, Your Honor.
You stayed in the bedroom?
Yes.
And you had the living room?
Yes, Your Honor.
When did your girlfriend start to come over?
She was only there on the weekends, on Friday.
Okay.
Maybe she'd come over every now and then. She did not live there.
When did she start to come over now and then on the weekends?
Well, we'd started back in June. She would, like, I have an apartment. I invited her over. I was paying the rent, so why does it matter if she's there? She's not on the lease.
She's not on the lease?
No.
How many days a week, Mr. Ramirez? Because right now, Brianna, you're out of it. He has no case against you. These two guys decided that once you left, they weren't going to look for somebody else. They weren't going to look for another guy. The two of them wanted to stay together.
Your Honor?
What?
Actually, when Bree moved out, I actually posted an ad on Craigslist to see if somebody would want to move in.
Great. That's wonderful. Case is dismissed against you. You can sit down. Now it's just you. So now we're going to get to him because he's the only one I'm interested in. He moved out in December.
December 8th.
2013. Tell me the discussion that you had with Mr. Waite before you moved out.
Before I moved out, I told him probably about a month and a half I was thinking about moving away because his girlfriend was coming over all the time. He recently, sometime in November, he got a lab. He would close and lock the door to his bedroom where the bathroom was. So it's kind of hard to go in and out of the room when the door was closed or locked. When I moved in, I thought it was going to be an open house, like open door type of policy, since there was only one bedroom and one bathroom, and I was staying in the living room. And then sometime in November, he also brought in a couch. So when he brought in the couch, it was right next to my bed, kind of making it feel like it was a living room instead of my own bedroom.
Did you tell that to him?
No.
Why not?
Well, like when the couch was right next to my bed, it was just taking up space. I didn't.
No, I mean, did you tell him what your concerns were, Mr. Ramirez?
About the dog, yes.
What about the girlfriend?
Just a little, no, not.
Well, what did he say to you when you told him that you were thinking about moving out?
I told him.
No, look at me.
All right.
You said, I'm thinking about moving out.
I said, I'm thinking about moving out. And he said, yes, I totally understand where you're coming from. You don't really know anybody. You moved here with Bree. That's why you kind of moved. And when I had nobody left besides Jesse, he said he kind of understood. And I told him that I would keep paying rent, and he said, no, if you're not staying here, if you're not living here, then I'm not going to make you pay rent. And so I said, yeah, okay, that's fine. So in December, I paid the rest all the way through December when I left December 7th.
So you paid December's rent?
Yeah, $600 all the way through December.
Okay. Now, when did you hear from Mr. Waite again?
I actually didn't hear from Mr. Waite. Brianna, right, my co-defendant, she sent me a text saying, oh, did you get the email from Jesse? And I didn't
What email?
An email saying he wants to figure everything out with us leaving the term early.
Oh, well, she's not involved in it. In what month did you receive that?
February.
Okay, did you call Mr. Waite? I mean, he's your friend.
No, I didn't call Mr. Waite.
Why not?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Whole thing sounds really
when he said
funny
that, when he
me.
Said I could leave the lease and if I wasn't living there, I wouldn't have to pay, I thought that was kind of the end of it.
Okay. Do you remember that conversation, Mr. Waite?
No, I don't. I never said that he could leave.
Uncross your hands.
Pay. Oh, sorry.
Well, what did you say to him when he said he was thinking of leaving?
I did say I understood because he did.
What do you mean you say I understood?
He understood where he was coming from.
What did you understand?
He didn't know anybody and it was hard and I could see he was depressed. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to make you stay here. You know, you could go home and see your family, but you guys are killing me on the rent.
Not guys. She's out of it. She's okay. Gone for a long time.
Okay.
So you said I understand. And
yes. And I end up filing in February against them.
Why?
Because it's a $1,440 payment a month, and it's hard to pay by myself.
You're absolutely right. Where's your girlfriend?
My girlfriend, I asked.
Is what? Is not an answer, Mr. Waite. Is a girlfriend.
Okay.
And you know, where does she work?
She works at a daycare, and she lives at home.
She works at a daycare where?
In Foothill Ranch.
And how far is that from where you live?
I live in Irvine, California, so about 15 minutes.
And does she work full time?
No. She goes to school part-time.
What school?
Santiago Canyon Community.
Okay. Now, you have an apartment manager?
Yes.
What's the apartment manager's name?
Nick.
If I were to call Nick and ask him about your girlfriend whose name is?
Desiree.
How often would he say that he sees Desiree?
Not often.
Not often. I don't believe that, Mr. Waite.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You say to him, I totally understand that you're unhappy and that you're depressed. He assumes that it's okay for him to move out. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
All right.
And later today.
If I were going to go to somebody who was going to take needles to my face, especially since they specialize in lashes, you don't sew the lashes into somebody's eyes, do you? That was a joke.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jesse Waite says ex-roommates Brianna Zumbrum and Daniel Ramirez broke their apartment lease. The defendants are countersuing for the return of property, property damage, and the return of their pet deposit.
Now, you left and paid through December.
Yes, I did.
Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And when does your lease terminate?
August 2014.
With regard to you, Mr. Ramirez, there are 8 months from the time that you left the apartment.
Yes.
To the termination of the lease.
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm going to hold you responsible for 4 of those months for your share of the rent. And the rest of the lease you're going to cover, sir, unless you can find a roommate. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Or let Desiree pay for half the rent. Because when you say to him, I totally understand that you're unhappy and that you're depressed, he assumes that it's okay for him to move out. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Your Honor?
What?
I actually want to countersue for the amount of $2,000.
I'm not giving you a countersuit, sir.
Okay.
You want your pet deposit back. Who paid the pet deposit?
Me and Brianna.
You? I don't care about Brianna.
All right, I paid the pet deposit.
No, you just told me the two of you did. Whose money was it?
All three of ours.
How much was the pet deposit?
No, Your Honor. $750, $250 each.
Okay. I'll give you credit for that pet deposit that you put in. Not her piece, just your piece. How much was your rent, sir?
It was $600 a month.
Well, 6 months rent times 8 months is $4,800. Less $250 is $4,540. That would be your share of the rent for 8 months, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
4 months is $3,200 less $250. Is that right?
Minus $250.
Yes.
$2,150.
Bird, you're a doll. Thank you very much. I should know better than to try to do this without my trusty computer. Okay, you have the following choices. You can either put an ad in the paper to get a roommate and give them the bedroom, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's easy. Then there's just the two of you. You sleep on the sofa, you have a roommate, the roommate gets the bedroom and bath, and you're practically whole. He's going to pay you for 4 months because I think that that's reasonable. He should give you some notice.
I don't agree with that, Your Honor.
I don't care whether you agree with it or not. Any other unfinished business?
I would like to throw out there, I did leave a bed. In
judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,150.
Funds are excused. You may step out.
I actually saw on his phone messages between them trying to find another girl when before I had decided to completely move.
She was leaving already. She packed up and left. She already decided that she was going to completely leave. And at that point, I was like, I don't really know anybody. I need to kind of meet some friends. I wish this would have never happened.
I wish we would have talked about it and worked it out.
They were my best friends.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kute Nayeva versus Ho. Step forward.
Elena Kutenayeva is suing cosmetologist Kelly Ho for causing an infection when she tattooed her lips.
Kute Nayeva.
Yes, ma'am.
You wanted to have your lips tattooed. For what reason, I don't know. That's not for me to inquire. However, you went to the defendant. She did tattoo your lips. They became infected. You want $5,000.
I do.
That's the case.
Yes.
Ms. Ho says she did a good job. She yes. gave you instructions on how to care for your lips after they were done. You probably did something wrong because she's been in the tattoo business for how long?
Almost 10 years.
And she's never had that kind of difficulty. So when did you have the tattoos done on your mouth?
January 13, 2014.
And how did you find the defendant's service?
I have a hair salon on a plaza, and she opened the hair salon. She mainly does eyelash extensions. And we were walking on a plaza and passing carts, and we went to her salon.
Not we, you.
Yes, I
did. She says she mainly does lashes. So why did you go to her for tattooing your lips?
Just go and check it out and leave my cards there. And then I start talking to her, and I ask if she does permanent makeup. She said, yes, I do. And I said, okay, well, I'm interested to get the liner and the full lip. She said she can do that for $300.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I'll do that.
Without a referral, without asking for any prior clients, you let somebody perform cosmetic work on your face.
I checked her webpage.
You checked her webpage?
Yes, I did.
That she prepared?
Yes, she has a webpage on the internet.
That she prepared?
Yes.
She have prior customers on that?
She has pictures on it. Now, I don't know if they're real or not.
You're in business. You're in the hair business.
I am.
Have you ever gone to a medical specialist?
Yes, many times.
Cardiologist, internist?
I sure did.
And when you go, I'm just asking you this for my own information, because if I were going to go to somebody who was going to take needles to my face, I would want to speak to a few people, especially since they specialize in lashes, which is put on by glue, right? You don't sew the lashes into somebody's eyes, do you? They're put on with, that was a joke.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She was injecting Novocaine straight in my lips using a needle injection, and I Googled that down. She cannot do that without a nursing license.
Listen to me. You can't tell me that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Elena Katanieva says cosmetologist Kelly Ho caused her lips to become infected when she tattooed them.
I would check references. I would speak to a couple of people that they did. You didn't. You went, you had it done. You had it done on January 13th.
Yes, I did.
So what happened?
2 days later, I woke up and my top and bottom lips, the skin was completely gone. I had raw wounds, open wounds on both lips.
Okay.
It was so...
And did you... Just a second. And did you seek medical attention?
I sure did. I went to the doctor. I have a doctor's report.
And I'd like to see it.
I have a picture, too. Would you like to see those?
Yes, I would. I'd like to see the report, and I'd like to see the photographs. Well, this visit was 10 days later.
Yes.
And you say you woke up on the 15th. And you didn't go to the doctor until the 23rd?
I wasn't because I was...
Oh, no, just answer my question. You didn't go to the doctor until the 23rd.
That's correct.
The assessment is a mild possible infection and cold sores.
Yes, and the second degree burns. The cold sores, I never complained about the cold sores because I did have...
I'm just telling you what the doctor says.
Right.
He says aquifer ointment twice a day allowed to heal from inside out.
That's what I went and I got from Ralph's after. And Judge, if I may, just let you know that she was injecting Novocaine straight in my lips using a needle injection. And I Googled that down. She cannot do that without a nursing license.
Listen to me. You can't tell me that. You see, your problem is this is a complicated report. This isn't a report that says you got these infections in your mouth from tattooing. This says it's complicated. You have cold sores. This was 10 days after it happened, after you were tattooed. The doctor treated you for cold sores.
And I had antibiotics.
And you have no medical expert for me to ask questions of. So I can't determine whether the cause of your mouth's problem was from what she did, or from what she did in a combination of your cold sores, or from getting cold sores, which was exacerbated by the fact that you just had your lips tattooed. All three of those are possibilities.
I had my lips tattooed a year and a half ago, so I never had this problem.
What I'm telling you is, you can't testify as an expert in medicine or tattooing, even though you had your lips done a year ago and you didn't have Novocaine. Because your medical report doesn't say that the tattooing caused the problems to your mouth.
Judge Judy continues. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
She used the same paper towel, sucked in the blood and color. At the end, she went and rinsed it, squeezed it, and gave it back
understand?
To me.
Do you understand what I said to you?
I understand. I understand.
This is a court. It's possible that your problem emanated from the tattooing, and it's also possible that you get cold sores from stress, for which you are also treated. And you got cold sores, and the cold sores were exacerbated by the fact that she had just done tattooing on you. I can't tell that from this record.
Judge, and she saw me on the 21st. I went back to her and I said, Kelly, look at my lips. She turned around and said, oh my God, your lips. I said, I know. Can I have my money back? And she said, well, if you wouldn't peel your lips while you were sleeping, it wouldn't happen to you.
Well, she doesn't know that you got cold sores. She's not a doctor. I can't help you.
I told her that.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You understand very well what I'm saying to you. You may not like it, but this is still a court. And in a court, you have to have proof. You have to have proof that there is a causal connection between what happened to you and something that the defendant did to you.
Well, the needle.
Your medical report doesn't demonstrate that. Your medical report says that you had cold sores for which you were treated. You complained of the tattooing, but your doctor said possible infection. That's what your doctor said.
Judge, she was bending that needle with her
hands.
Pfizer, please step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was harassing me and I told him that I was leaving.
Did this renter have a rough time?
He was evicted. He didn't voluntarily move out.
Why do you think they wanted you out? There's something wrong with them. They're mental.
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy.
I I hope nobody else gonna go to her because she has no idea what she's doing.
She didn't follow the direction.
This is not over. I'm gonna go to Better Bureau Business and I'm gonna put as much as I can.
I told her, don't even touch it.
My lips were gone, bottom and the top. It was completely, the skin was open raw and it was for 10 days, it was complete nightmare.
The scab not going peel off unless you pick on it.
Run.
She didn't follow direction.